get for data back and forth politically with the board. For something that went out the following year, or decisions that upset one end of the balance, here and there.
Okay, so this is back at a time when SEPA had just taken over TIE. And there was a pretty aggressive discussion about taking over Swan Lake operations. And it didn't come to anything, but I think at that moment, I remember in particular a meeting in Petersburg where there was going to be a vote, and it didn't happen. There was going to be a vote, and it didn't happen, and I think in a way, part of it was that, well, geez, this could be, if we vote to allow SEPA to take over TIE, or in Swan Lake, this year, it could be undone. So I don't know of any other
examples. So I think one thing to just recognize here is that probably the reason why it hasn't happened is due to the current structure. Just knowing in the back of your mind, I'm not going to go propose something crazy because it's just going to be done. So for the most part, things have chugged along for several years, and there's no pen notes for that because I think that threat or retaliation was always
probably important.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the important thing, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I think we're trying to solve a problem here. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I was trying to envision, so it helps me understand why we're here. That's what I thought. So, and I think for me, as we move forward in the process, I've watched us evolve, and I was there during that meeting when I thought it would be like trade right. We've come a long way for a couple of years, but the board is really in the job in a different way. And so the concept of going without the rotating person, I can understand that. But if we went with six board members, I've never sat on a board where it was not an odd number. You have an odd number in your assembly, or you just decided to vote for your city? Well,
we have to count the numbers, and I'm only a tiebreaker if there's one to have.
What I'm wondering about is having a tiebreaker rotation.
Well, you didn't have a tiebreaker. What if the chair that I don't bring the Northern Grid or Southern Grid didn't have a vote?
I think we're doing that.
They don't pay to leave the meeting. They can leave the meeting, but the chair doesn't have a vote. At least five voting members.
Six board members.
Six chairs.
Six board members. We all already two chairs. We have five voting members. Then you're thinking
good. No, six.
Well, I see six is one. I see four.
A rotating chair from Northern Grid to Southern Grid that doesn't vote.
I think. You know, on paper that works, but isn't it the same thing as rotating?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make you chair next time, and then I'm going to have the extra vote. But it's just a more over stuff, I think.
And the larger the body gets, the harder it is to control. So yeah, that's really a vote for actual. I think we're probably pretty good.
And if you have, this is even a funnier one. So if you have three voting members on the north end, how you guys get to split between Petersburg and Rangel?
Joel, may I add a question here? There's nothing in our bylaws that says that a community has to select, they have to have members on here. There's nothing that says they have to select every year. In other words, the community itself, like for instance, Ketchikan or Rang or Petersburg, they can choose to leave somebody on here 2 or 3 years if they want to. There's nothing in our bylaws that says they must.
It's a member utility decision about who is on this board. Yes.
But they have to give us the name every year.
However you do it, you need to inform SEPA, but it's a member utility. That's why you have different ways of, you know, each of them.
by the charter, our charter, it's different.
And it's different than Randall and Ketchum.
So Scott,
yes.
So yeah. Status quo is a perfectly reasonable solution. Is that correct?
If that's what you're, we're not here to judge. We're just here to facilitate the conversation.
Right. So we've identified an issue. We had a discussion. If we decide status quo is appropriate, then it's okay.
Oh, your microphone.
No, I'm done.
Well, the one thing I would add is you know, if there's a concern or a discomfort with the rotating and that, you can easily go two for each community and add an independent. And that the independent would be voted on by the, would have to be voted on and agreed to by the six. So six has to come to an agreement. And then you have your seven. Then you have your two. And you don't have me here tomorrow, Joel here the next day. You know, so you don't have that. You would have the consistency of two people where they could, in the internal community, they could have one go for 5 years and one go for three, and it could happen like that. But that's sort of what I'll call a simple solution of if there's a problem.
All we're doing is adding more board members to travel and really not solving any kind of a problem, I think.
No, we go to
the concern was institutional knowledge.
Each community, and that works fine as long as we're all in good favor. But if it goes haywire, the northern community has four, and Ketchikan will always have three at the most.
What's the problem then?
Well, help us.
The beauty of our solution.
It works the way it is.
I don't think
it's irrelevant.
Okay, so here's what happened. So we morphed into one topic and went into another because they're interconnected. And so what we're looking for is some direction in terms of, like, all right, so we started out talking about continuity, knowledge, industry experience. We're talking about board terms as the topic. Then we went to allocation of seats and the rotating seats. And still looking for some direction in terms of, is this something that you guys want to address? Do you think it's not something you need to talk about? I mean, it's come up. So, yes, yeah.
I mean, this morning you indicated you have a lot of experience in this area. You ever come across a board that's structured like this?
No, never. Never single terms and never rotating seats.
And from your perspective, would you have any recommendation that you'd want to offer?
Typically, I wouldn't do that, no. But in this instance, I've seen that an odd number board with seats that are multi-year, either two or three, and that they're staggered, that's been the most effective in terms of maintaining some knowledge base, some continuity, and having the ability of the organization to continue forward with good leadership and without disruption when you're looking for direction from your board.
Yeah, but we're unique. I think it's working.
Yeah, most assemblies or mayors will understand that you want to keep the same person position.
Yeah, yeah. And if he's not doing a good job,
you're going to throw the elephant at him.
So we took a stab at the sacred cow today because this is something that you guys have had long held, and it's been part of the original organization. And really what we're looking for is direction from you guys. If you think that you're good with where you're at, you don't want to have a conversation about it, we can strike this and move on. If you think that there's still more to be discussed, we can kick it back to you, and you guys can deal with it back home and try and figure out what it is that what you want to accomplish out of these conversations, and probably have these guys come out and dig in a little bit further. We don't have a horse or dog or pony or whatever in that fight. We just want to facilitate a conversation that allows for you guys to feel like you're dealing with issues that you have in hand. And I know it's something that came up. It's an issue that hit on our list when we did the survey. It came up in our conversations. So just because some board members are against it doesn't mean that other board members can't be for it. And we need to address it. We're not going to just walk away from this without having a conversation about it. So if folks are comfortable saying we're good and we can move on, we can do a show of hands. Other folks still want to talk about it, we can continue to talk about it.
and we'll bring some structure to the conversation, and I'm going to be more direct in how I approach this. We've been allowing you guys to have the conversation and to be able to kind of wander a little bit and how you're approaching this. But in terms of what we're started on with board terms, and we morphed into something else. So with that, I will ask, on the issue of board terms, is there wherewithal to have a conversation to continue on and look at something different?
Can I ask just a question? Did we resolve the concept of having, so I appreciate that Ketchikan doesn't want the North End to have four and you have two, I appreciate that, but if we went with one from Petersburg, one from Wrangell, two from Ketchikan, and then did we not have someone suggested an independent who would be the tiebreaker in the event of a tie? And did we discuss that? I may have missed that discussion. So there'd be four regular board members from all the communities, and one person that would be appointed from outside that would sit on the board, and they would vote, so we'd have that tiebreaker.
My problem with that is, who knows better about what's good for the community than the members that are there that are involved in this? So I don't think bringing an independent in does us any good, especially if we do the rotating chair stuff.
So I'm going to jump in here real quick because I think let's remember, we're not here to solve the problem. If this is something that the board's really interested in, and you know, we've seen it in the survey, we've heard it multiple times through the conversation today. You know, one of the next potential steps is, if this is something that the board's really interested in, an example, you can direct staff to bring forward a few options at our next meeting. You know, we could propose like the three or four options you guys have on the table here. We could have a more detailed discussion at that time. And then if some necessary action was needed, then you could give staff that direction to do so. Anyway, I'm just trying to give us a path.
I think it's worthy of further discussion. I think it's worthy of having the staff come up with some ideas and bringing it forward to us. Instead of, I'm feeling like it's going so fast, I can't fully grasp each idea. So I don't want to toss it away.
Yeah. I agree with you, except for one thing, is that I don't want to spend millions of dollars on this. I think it needs to be a random group, paper with just some ideas on it to start with, so we can mull it around.
Sure. Yeah, no, I just something so I can read something.
Yeah.
So back to Scott's main point here, a raise of hands of people that really believe in this particular topic and would like to vet it out a little bit further. I think we're probably back to that question to the group.
Yeah, and the reality is, I mean, you guys have already done a bunch of this work. If you look at the proposals over here, we've already had three or four good ideas in terms of potential opportunities or avenues to approach. And I mean, it could be a subcommittee of the board that comes together and has a conversation about it with direction from staff. It could be however you guys want to structure it. But ultimately, as Trey said, you've indicated on multiple levels that this is a priority in some capacity or another. And we're here to facilitate. And if you want to address some of this stuff, we're going to push you to do that. If you don't, you don't need us to be here to not talk about stuff, because we're here to help. So I guess, we don't provide direction, but it sounds like there's enough here to carry this forward to another conversation and for you guys to put some more effort into it. And then the reality is that, I captured over here in the situation, it used to be that this was developed under a cloud of mistrust. And now that's not the case. It doesn't sound like. And so I think that there's more of a collaborative environment where you guys are going to be able to work together and find a common solution that you think will work for you. Again, we're not here to solve it today. Too many elements, too much political, just a lot involved in it. Really what we're trying to do is bring some sort of direction to allow for you to address it back home. And then if you decide at that point that you've got a decision to change it, great. A decision not to, great. That's your deliverable. And then who's responsible? And is it going to require additional resources? And I think the answer is probably no on the human and the financial. It's all the same folks that are in this room, and it's not going to cost you anything extra unless you want to have your attorneys review something if you've got something solid. Beyond that, I think we've cooked this one. So it was a tough one to start with because it kind of went across topics. And actually, with your permission, what we'd like to do is we'd like to do the board terms in addition to the rotating seat as part of that conversation, because it's really encompassing, as you guys indicated.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Great. So that was a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be, but that's okay, because that's how this works. So we've got one in the can. So what we're going to do over here, I'm going to add board terms and rotating seat.
Let's step process something.
Yeah. And then on the objective side, so what's the objective? Is to determine yay or nay on either
move forward or quit.
Okay. So go forward or not, and so the high level is to go forward with an alternative or just call it good. And in terms of the metric, it's gonna be, so this, it sounded like you put yourself in the hot seat on that one, Trey, is that you're gonna provide, the staff is gonna provide multiple options for the board to consider. Okay. All right, and so who's responsible?
Trey at this point.
Just go ahead and put my name on all those.
And?
On everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Board's not off the hook. You guys are going to have to review this. So it's important as well.
Next meeting.
Yeah.
So it's both the CEO and the board, because you guys are going to have to review what he provides you. When do we want this?
Today.
No. Why do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it? All right. What's reasonable?
Next board
meeting. And usually we do like quarterly annual type of things, so don't, you don't have to give a specific date. It's usually Q2, Q3.
Yeah, so we typically have a board meeting every quarter.
Okay.
So then we got one in here another 3 or 4 weeks ago. Okay. Probably put together some pretty simple options for the board to start a discussion at that point. Doesn't mean we have to have a decision point. I would say by our June-ish board meeting, we should try to have a final decision on that.
Okay.
That might give the board an option to discuss it and maybe to come up with other ideas that need to be vetted a little bit more thoroughly, whether legally or something.
Right. But yeah, and I mean, one of the options could be to have a board form a committee and.
Right.
Make a recommendation, whatever. All right, so June of 2020, right?
Yep.
Is that what we're sticking to? Okay. And then human resources, no additional?
No, I'll take some work from, probably some input from Joel, but the cost is nominal.
It's not something you're going to need a budget for.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that's how that's done. It was a lot uglier than it needed to be, but we got there. All right, so that's actually, let's flip this over. Okay, so.
So we'll just keep rolling. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we've got, we can check one off the list. All right, so let's keep rolling with board and organizational governance. What's the next big topic that we want to tackle? North-south, want to talk about that?
How about alignment of community needs and SEPA goals?
Community needs to SEPA goals, all right.
How about the attorney's contract?
Yeah.
Ouch.
All right. So what's the situation with community needs to SEPA goals?
There's been some question whether they're aligned.
Lisa has a nice, you have kind of a nice narrative on that.
I think there are times, and I think this raises heads specifically during the during the drought that we had, and the result of diesel run that ended up happening. And sometimes there are, as I mentioned earlier, times when what is best for SEPA is not necessarily what's best for all member communities. And so the board and the administration coming in, having a mechanism to come together to decide what the direction will end up being in those, when those instances occur, is extremely important.
You mentioned that earlier. You mentioned the mechanism to resolve that.
I don't have an idea in my head.
Yeah.
What the mechanism is, but there should be some sort of a trigger where either the board chair or a couple of members of the board or the CEO can raise a red flag and say, ding, 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 we think there may be a conflict here. Let's get the board together, and whether it's having a special meeting and having a conversation about it, and then making a decision as to whether or not an official decision needs to be made. But the key is, I think, the trigger for communication in those instances.
Okay. All right, so board's trigger, talk about areas of, so to clarify, so you're looking for either the board or CEO to have a mechanism or trigger to talk about areas of conflict, potential conflict?
Oh, sure.
Well, oh, you got it now, okay.
It, but part of that conversation is, depending on what we're doing, we always have to go back to the governing documents and see how it fits under power sales agreement bylaws or our joint acts agency.
Uh-huh.
So even though the CEO and SEPA are governed by those, and that's how they're supposed to run their business, and then we get into a situation that we never even thought